Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As we listen to and read all the recaps of things, good and bad, that have happened in the past year, I have a few of my own things that make me sad or happy when they come to my mind. When the little guy drowned in Big Lagoon, it saddened me big time, because I spent a lot of time at Big Lagoon and on other lakes and lagoons in our area. Two of my in-law nephews drowned the same day in the Trinity River, not this year, but it comes back in a second. We were involved in a boating accident several years ago, and I used a method of CPR that I had just read about a few days before it happened and probably saved a little girl's life. I helped pull a boy out of the ocean 25 years or so ago. It also comes back in a second. Some turned out okay, some didn't. But enough about scary things. Let's look at the good things. Our granddaughter Jenna graduated from Sonoma State University, cum laude, and is working on being a teacher. For now, student teaching and being a substitute teacher in the Santa Rosa area. As you have heard me say, if you are a regular listener, our grandson Nathan is playing football at Fresno State University, doing well, has been seen on national TV, even had his name mentioned on national TV several times. I think I talked about this one before, when Nate's dad told me that the school had given the team members iPads, and I thought, iPads? They have knee pads, shoulder pads, and how many other kinds of pads? And as I looked at Jim to ask, why do they need iPads, and saw the look of, what kind of an idiot am I talking to, I realized what kinds of pads he was really talking about. Sheesh, and thought, wake up, dum-dum. We had a couple of good things happen at our church. We started feeding the hungry folks in the neighborhood, and after a slow start, it has grown considerably. We have a new preschool in our building, and it is going well. My friend Betty Chin's Center for the Homeless and other needy people is doing well and provides a clean, pleasant place for folks to get a new start in life. There are many other good things happening in Eureka and its environs, mostly due to volunteers and other civic groups. The Truckers Parade was a great one this year, not too long with no gaps of any length, thanks to Eureka Broadcasting and other sponsors. If you have remembered my friend Jim Davis and his electrical solar pencils prototypes, he brought me three battery-operated ones. These are flat carpenter-style pencils with batteries attached in different positions, with the least likely one being a 9-volt battery strapped on, the next least likely one to succeed being the one with the battery being set in the graphite, not knowing whether the graphite is a conductor or not. The third has the battery on the flat outside of the pencil, where it needs to be properly secured. These are for use in dark places or on super cloudy days. I'll let you know whether they work or not. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.